Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 348, The Word of God Against Big Pharma. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2015, in the fifth month, on the 23rd day of the fifth month.
Dear Dan, in letter 338 volume 5 I mentioned Big Pharma, and how I got real sick after taking Ambien, a medication sometimes used to help induce sleep. While I was doing research for this letter, I learned that one of the companies that manufactures Ambien is based in Israel, and is named Teva. About a week later I took the Ambien bottle, which I still had, and looked at the label. It was then I noticed on the upper portion of the label the word Teva, and I thought it was rather coincidental that the one prescription I get real sick from hell on came from a real big company headquartered in Israel. Wikipedia says this about Teva. Teva Pharmaceutical Industries Limited is an international pharmaceutical company headquartered in Petah Tikva, Israel. It specializes in generic and proprietary pharmaceuticals and active pharmaceutical ingredients. It is the largest generic drug manufacturer in the world, and one of the 15 largest pharmaceutical companies worldwide. Teva's facilities are located in Israel, North America, Europe, and South America. Teva is a member of both the New York Stock Exchange and the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. The Book of Matthew, chapter 13 verses 31 and 32, records Jesus as having stated the following: "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." As I am sure you already know, the birds being spoken of in this passage are demonic spirits. Part of the revealed kingdom in these last days is the work product of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon all flesh for the past 2,000 years. This has resulted in knowledge being increased, with a very great many discoveries and scientific inventions becoming apparent throughout the last two centuries. This includes within them medical and pharmacological sciences. But when government or business grows beyond a certain size, the necessary bureaucracies that emerge to effectively govern oftentimes become larger than required, and hiring practices become sloppy. Oversight and supervision are often too little, and it becomes all the more possible for someone who is already demonized to be hired. Once inside an organization, the demon, which can either be inboard or outboard associated with the new hire, will begin the process of attempting to have their human host create spiritual fissures, or open spiritual doors, through the words they speak. And the more authority that is acquired by the demoniac human within the organization, the larger the spiritual fissure to hell that can be opened. Once a fissure is opened and then secured by enough demons, an angel is dispatched from hell to take charge of the demonic network that has developed. This angelic handler will then begin the organizing process to create a Babylonian bureaucracy, where the ultimate goal is to promote the philosophy that humans are no more than commodities to be taken advantage of for profit based on the love of money. What I perceived that made me so sick was the prevalence of the demons that live in the branches of Big Pharma, in this case within the biggest, Teva. Big Pharma is an offspring of Babylon the Great, the harlot city that makes merchandise of bodies and souls of men. Here then, in the spirit of hot pursuit, is the word of God against Big Pharma. The Book of Revelation, chapter 17, verses 1 through 18. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication." So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations in the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written: Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. I saw the woman, drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. But the angel said to me, "Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that you saw was, and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was, and is not, is himself also the eighth, and is of the seven, and is going to perdition. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings, who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Then he said to me, "The waters which you saw, where the harlot sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind, and to give their kingdom to the beast, until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth." The Book of Revelation, chapter 18, verses 1 through 24. After these things I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, "Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury." And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, 'I sit as queen, and am no widow, and will not see sorrow.' Therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her." the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her, when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city! For in 1 hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore, merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble, and cinnamon and incense, fragrant oil and frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and bodies and souls of men. The fruit that your soul longed for has gone from you, and all the things which are rich and splendid have gone from you, and you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, who became rich by her, will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple, and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who traveled by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What is like this great city? They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city, in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth. For in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down, and shall not be found any more. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters shall not be heard in you anymore. No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you anymore, and the sound of the millstone shall not be heard in you anymore. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore, and the voice of bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth. For by your sorcery all the nations were deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and saints, and of all who were slain on the earth. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
Signs all along, but you want to be sure, 'cause the road sometimes swerves as you're reading in the free Bible book there in John 3:16. Come find how all our faults are Jesus.
God bless you. Good night.